This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12... Right. Well, for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand, so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat burning experience and be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off, a little bit of exercise, keep the diet clean. Legacy Subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, yeah, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TEDx 9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice, and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous and sleep's better. And you just, it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds, you don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt, you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right. So, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom.
Let's start off with from JCred101, the subject is even more bad news, AEW. Hey, guys, love the show. Longtime listener. Respect both you guys. Both you guys' takes and work, even though I don't agree at times. It's fair. We don't want you to agree with us all the time.
You don't have
that's
to,
an,
right?
That's an echo chamber. We specifically do not want an echo chamber on this show, right?
Right. Listen and make up your own mind like
right.
we do.
Right. So I was scrolling through Rex's Twitter and saw Ziggler made an appearance or sign. So I randomly saw this as I was going digging on the Google machine. Link to Wrestling Inc. about Endeavor and TNA parting up on their app. Is this true? Do you see Scott D'Amore or Anthem selling out down the road to WWE and being an off-brand of WWE with Vincent Dunn out of the way? This is the only reason I can see why Ziggler joined TNA, because he's Endeavor's involved and he may also think or know he can slip right back into WWE's main roster ASAP down the road with ease. Oh, and toss it that he's seen firsthand how bad the ship is sinking with TK and AEW. Don't get me wrong, I think we all want AEW to be good, and it's a good thing for everyone if they did better, but this seems to be horrible news for TK and probably why he stopped doing business with TNA a while back. Anyways, thanks, and would like to hear your thoughts on the so-called partnership. Thanks. Oh, really? I didn't even see that. It's a new streaming service, partner with TNA. Well, but here's the deal with Dolph Ziggler, okay? He probably sees, probably with the exception of Christian, okay? He probably sees these guys going back to WWE, to AEW, and it's like, dude, there's like these other things I want to do creatively, and like TNA will give me more creative freedom. Like, look at Edge.
Yep.
So he did the random 8-man tag on Dynamite.
Right.
And look at what they did with him on Saturday on Collision with our boy. Who do you wrestle? Remember?
Remind me.
Lee Moriarty.
Right. That's brutal.
And they did a whole angle, too. It was like it's like Lee Moriarty came out like he was a big star, and this is a big angle. So I think that's what it is. I don't know. I didn't even know about this partnership with WWE and
When
TNA
did Ziggler
and
join TNA? At the last pay-per-view
yes.
thing here?
Yeah, he was the surprise at the end. He stood in the crowd and did the shit, had the TNA shirt, you know, all that.
Yeah, well, you got to think. Dolph's probably, you know, his brother was in EAW or still is. He probably makes really good money doing his comedy and whatever else he does and autograph signings, you know, and he just probably doesn't want to put up with the bullshit. And he probably sees how everybody is used there. Nobody's really – what star is really used to their maximum capacity. Yeah, sure, he can get a lot of money, but a lot of people just – you know, he was also getting a lot of money in WWE and he wasn't happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and maybe he's looking at this and seeing like, Jesus, I'm way too big to get pushed in here. Because I weigh like 220 pounds and stuff, and then like all the 180 pound guys are the guys that get pushed around here. So I'm too big. That's a good cheap shot.
But he's a star, bro.
Yeah, and plus he doesn't need the money.
Star.
The guy's rich. He's been there forever.
Right.
For, you know.
Right.
I mean, this guy was coming in, bro. He was like, you know, he's got enough money to do whatever he wants to do for the rest of his life. Because he would fly. He'd be on the road. Would fly into Vegas to like see Motley Crue. You know, come to our club after the show, and they go and fly out in the morning and go back on the road again. You know,
right. when you're a WWE star, as long as he's been, you know that he goes overseas and he's probably making a grip of money overseas, right? He's probably making a grip of money in those autograph sessions because I make a grip and I don't have as big a name as him, so he's gonna do fine and he's probably getting paid pretty good by Scott, you know.
All right. Next is some fat factor subjects regarding a question about AEW no one has thought of, I think. Dear K100 crew, hope you guys are well. Cody, you're looking good health. Joe, I hope Dexter is doing better in disco. Their man stuff and everything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. Is this the guy that's the their man guy? I have a question about AEW. Bet you've never seen that in an email before. Do you think AEW actually needs to be making money, which is why Tony Khan is running it in such a effit manner? The reason I say this is because the money being spent on AEW is not only chump change for Tony's father, but it also would make a pretty convenient money launder to avoid taxes for billionaires. So do you think it's possible that AEW is purely there, unbeknownst to Tony, as a money pit for Shad to launder the money he doesn't want to get taxed on? This, but bro, this isn't laundering. It's like you run into business and you get right, you lose when you get
That's the incorrect word, right? The guy's not laundering money,
right?
Okay. Anything's possible, but why be in business? And how do you stay in business if you're losing money? Okay, but you never know. Let's just say for arguments, and I'm just gonna give a number. Let's just say that he's making $300 million a year. His dad, right? Just to say that, and I'm good with that. That's what I need, you know, to pay my expenses or to make a good living. And I'll use, you know, AEW for tax credits and breaks. Could be possible, because that's how people stay rich. They hide their money. They ship it overseas. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm not saying that's what's happening.
Okay,
but,
let me finish the email. There's a PS on this too, by the way. To conclude the email, PS, I heard that Preston Sharp, the infamous Their Man guy, was discovered in a Jersey motel deceased with a pool cue up his ass with BB banned from New Jersey engraved on the side. The autopsy found a three ball in his side pocket, and in his other pocket they found a hanky with Billy Body's lipstick on it. Kind regards for your fat factor. Also, he's claiming that Billy Body came to Jersey and took out the guy that said you're not allowed in Jersey.
Yeah,
right.
Well, also okay, that,
let me,
that
let me say something.
That PS is an exact Sopranos quote too. The guy's
right.
Doing a Sopranos. So, yeah,
you're a fucking disgrace.
Right. So let me just make a point here too about but this is what people don't understand sometimes about corporations. Okay, everybody's like always complaining. Got to pay their fair share, bro. Sometimes companies don't make money. It's like you don't pay taxes when you lose money in a year. You know, it's like a lot of these companies get like tax breaks because they take their business and they say, okay, look, you know, we got to pay like 35%, you know, or 18% corporate income tax, whatever it is. If you give us a 10% break on the tax, we will come to your town, open up a plant, and employ a bunch of people, and they'll be making them a lot of money. But I don't think people really understand that concept. You know what I'm saying? That's what tax breaks
right.
are for. You give a tax break for giving us your business. You give giving our place your business. You know,
that's why you see a lot of movies are made like in Canada now instead of L.A. or Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're giving them a break. You know,
yeah.
So
free. Like,
yeah, if you come to our town, give our economy a boost here. We'll give you a tax break on it. You know,
right? So, like, remember when Amazon was like, "Oh, we're not sure if we're going to have a plant here,
New
and
York,
every."
Right, yeah.
Right, they were all, well, we'll give you tax break, and we'll give you this, and we'll give you that.
And then AOC, the dumbass, is like, they don't deserve tax breaks. It's like, okay, well, they're not coming to your town.
Well, I'm not coming, yeah.
They're going somewhere else to give you the tax break. And you just cost a bunch of people good work, because Amazon pays a lot of money. You know, so that's,
Right.
That's like the some believe a little common sense of some of our politicians have. It's ridiculous.
That's why accountants get paid so well. Like, just real quick. Like, last year, my wife and I were going to buy our house. We were going to buy our house, and the realtor guy, he's like, all right, I was about to file my taxes last year, and he had to give me certain advice, which basically meant, like, don't use deductions out the ass. I need you to show as much income as you can show. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I make $50,000, let's say, and I had $20,000 in deductions, he's like, you know what? Don't even put them in. Eat it, because I need you to show that you make $50,000 or whatever.
Here.
So I got fucked, but I needed to show that income to buy the house, you know?
Well, that's what the banks are very leery about giving, you know, houses to people that can't afford them. You know,
I heard it's really hard now.
Okay, next is from Brian Dunlop, our resident booker. Where do you see AEW 5 years from now? Hello, K100. I'm seeking back on a hypothetical question I might ask Tony Khan if I was at the media scrum. Here's one better than the one I sent a couple years from a couple weeks ago. Where do you see AEW 5 years from now? AEW kicked off in 2019, so we're almost at the full 5 year point. But where do you think AEW will be by 2029? This is asking K100 as well as TK. And if Chris Jericho is sitting in an AEW media scrum, which would be a bold move nowadays, here's a question for him. Would you consider hiring Wrestling Otaku as Jeff Jericho's personal security at AEW shows?
Ooh.
He's practically Ralph, that Mark with the neck beard that cut the promos on his head.
Oh, man.
He's practically Ralphish Jr. and looked the part. WO came out in Y2J's defense, or what, Wrestling Otaku came out in Y2J's defense in his official YouTube channel, just so you know. Dude, we're not. This guy put a clip to that Wrestling Otaku guy defending Chris Jericho and thinks we're actually going to play.
Well, and let me ask you a question, Joe. Yeah. Why are you moaning about this guy?
He's just unpleasant. He's very, very unpleasant.
Ugly, physically unattractive.
But I mean, even personality too. He's just a.
I mean,
so why do you watch him?
He was on we did a Get My Go once, but I don't like him. He's very
nobody unpleasant. Does really.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't guess what Tony's gonna do in 5 years.
I think if the, well, I
let
think
me,
they
just, let me
yeah go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me just say this, bro. Unless he surrounds himself, which he already kind of has, with credible, knowledgeable people, but here's a most important part, and listens and applies what they have learned, okay? I could see lower ratings, maybe just one show in 5 years. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mothug South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. Very potent, like THC on steroids, like super potency, and has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's GetBlitz.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's not, that's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it, incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is Get Blitz. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill, it's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot. Like,
Wow,
it's hardcore. No,
not really. It's just like a quick little, quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah, right, I like to mix it. Right. How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but the Get Blitzed, I've already ordered my second bottle. Like, it's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda and you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game or even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill. And I wound up doing it a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GetBlitzed.com. That's GetBlitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitzed.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. GetBlitzed.com.
All right, next is from Roger Elzalte, subject to T-shirt designs. Hey, K100, have a couple of shirt ideas. Who, for Conan, I don't give a rat's ass for Disco. Stating, not hating, for Conan. I'm a real worker, Disco. That's for me. Tremendous word for Latino, Conan. These are catchphrases and T-shirt ideas I feel would go well on a shirt listeners would spend some coin on. What do you think, everyone? We don't take suggestions. So next is from Randy Vasquez. The subject is NFL playoffs. Hey guys, with the NFL putting the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game in a subscription streaming service, do you think the future could be more or all playoff games of some sort of pay-per-view? Thanks for all the great content, Randy Vasquez. Not all of them, but that's where the content broke. Everybody already has most of these streaming services. That's a weird thing. Like, you know what's funny? Like the Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football numbers are like Sunday Night Football was 20 million, right? Amazon Prime was a streaming service for Thursday Night Football, bro. They were doing like 17 million.
Bro, you know how much the Chiefs game got against the Dolphins?
How much?
23, and it broke like all the streaming records.
Yeah, on the streaming service, they did 20 on Peacock.
Yeah,
and people were complaining about it. Everybody has if you're one of the broke bums that don't have Peacock. You can get the network, the WWE network, and now you can get WWE network and football. And
not only that, bro, even if you
deal,
just
right?
And not only that, even if you just wanted to buy the football game just for one day, it was like $6.
Yeah. That's people going
plus, right? I don't know where I don't know if Xfinity Cable is all over the country, but I know, East Coast a lot. Xfinity Cable, you got Peacock when you subscribed to your cable company. So a lot of people have it anyway. They didn't have to subscribe to it.
Oh, did you see this? This is interesting. I tweeted this. We don't have to play the clip, but LT Greenwood, classless sports fan. Hey, guys, just want your thoughts on something. Oh, yeah, go ahead and play the video, Joe.
Okay.
I just want to get your thoughts on something. With retirement numbers becoming unsustainable in regards to honoring historical players, teams have been insinuated a ring of honor to pay homage to players, coaches, announcers, etc. The Chicago Bulls recently had their inaugural ring of honor induction at halftime of the Bulls-Warriors game, and it was already embarrassing that Jordan and Pippen weren't even showing up. But what should have been a celebration is now overshadowed by fans booing at the announcer late Jerry Krause's name as he was being inducted. And for those who don't know, Krause is a former general manager constructing. Bro, everybody knows who Jerry Krause is because everybody saw The Last Dance with Michael with the Jordan during COVID. Right?
Yep.
You don't have to give anybody a backstory on this, right? There are people in Chicago that still want to kill Steve Bartman. We simply don't forget. So with that said, are these fans worthy of condemnation? How about Stacey King burying Philly? Go ahead and play it.
Six-time NBA champion, two-time NBA Executive of the Year, represented by his wife, Thelma, basketball Hall of Famer, and former Bulls general manager, Jerry Krause.
That's horrible. I mean, they're booing her late husband. What? That's enough, right? That was a whole story. I tweet, that's fine, Joe, that's enough. I tweeted that they're the Bulls fans that did that, the early candidates for worst people of 2024. Would you agree with that? I do condemn those fans, by the way. Those condemned fans get the condemnation music for those fans. They're condemned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I expected it. And what did you expect on Krause? Jordan and Pippen buried him. And this is way before the Last Dance thing. He was also very aloof with the press, okay? Mm-hmm. Then the Bulls announcer, that Stacey King guy that he's referring to,
right,
said he was disgusted with the fans that booed Krause. And then he went out of his way by going something like, "That's the worst thing I've ever seen." He goes, "Chicago fans are better than that. I expect that from fans from New York and Philly."
It's true, though. That's what you would have expected. Philly fans, you would have expected that.
Well, Philly fans are assholes.
Philly fans, right.
But I'm saying, like, even guys, like, when they leave town under acrimonious circumstances and Philly hates them, when you come back to do, like, the Wall of Fame or you get announced for something, Philly fans will cheer you, even if you've left badly. You know what I mean? We'll always bring you back in. But I don't know. If there was a GM, really hate
you
it.
You can defend your hometown all you want, but when you think classless fans, Philly's at the top of the list.
That's a mean narrative.
Next one,
not a narrative. That's the truth.
That's just 100%. Before they booed Santa Claus. Come on.
That guy was drunk.
Alexis Figueroa, subject is WWC. Hello, team. My question is for Conan. How's the relationship between WWC and AAA? Have you guys thought of bringing in Zabont or Gilbert or perhaps even Eddie Colon? I don't understand this PS the way it's written. Have you guys seen the trend of sports ref trying to kayfabe in real sports recently? Cowboys, Lions, and Lakers, Raptors both have had very questionable conclusions. Disco rules. Thanks. I will say this. You know, there's way more women in sport in officiating these days. Have you noticed that?
Yes, there is.
That's absolutely diversity hiring. Okay, we're having a lot of questionable conflict. It seems like the standards for officials have been lowered. And, like, I don't know why the NFL, this multi-billion-dollar industry, does not just make these people full-time. You know? I mean, it would seem like you would want, you know, especially now with the gambling being legal in so many places, you would want full transparency and, like the best product you can and not have these shady results that we see sometimes, you know? What do you think?
Just like another thing that you see is a proliferation of women sportscasters.
Right.
And there are a few that are good, a few, but most of them are not that good. They're just there because they're sexy.
Did you see
know what the fuck they're talking about.
You see the Todd Bowles clip? You didn't hear that? Did you see this?
No.
Oh, that's great. You brought this up. Joe, go to my Twitter. Go to the Todd Bowles clip. Cody, you're going to pop at this. Huge.
All right. Joe, and let me go back to
that. I thought you had seen this, and that's why you brought this up.
No. But I'm bringing it up because it's the truth.
Right.
I watch a lot of sports, and that's what I see. Why is this chick here? Just because she's hot?
There's a big riff going on in England because one of the legendary soccer players is saying, well, why are all these women on here? They sound like they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, a lot of them don't.
Cody, you are going to pop huge at this.
Yeah.
All right.
They're there for eye candy. Yeah.
Coach, looking forward towards Detroit. The weather has been a factor in some of the playoff games, even for the most prepared teams. Today, it's 13 in Detroit, which doesn't compare to some of the temperatures we've seen it up to. Any special plans to acclimate the team to not only endure but perform in those kind of frigid temperatures should you face them in Detroit?
You do know we play indoors, right? They got a dome. I don't. No. Nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds, getting off the bus, going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
very passive aggressive. That was great. Right.
That was such a polite burial.
Right. That was great.
That's funny you brought that up. I was like,
That I hadn't seen it. What was the question of that he asked about some Puerto Rican wrestlers?
What's the relationship between WWC and AAA? And I guess Zobalt or what's this guy's name? This guy's name is Zavant Gilbert and Eddie Colon.
All right. So I get along great with WWC, with Carlos Colon, with his sons. Great relationship. I worked with them, was their champion for a while. That Xavant guy, I heard of him, but I've never seen him. And I think he's like almost 50 years old. So there's no way we'd probably bring him in. Gilbert is a guy that's 50 years old. I'm sorry. Right. Gilbert's like 50, but I wouldn't bring him in. Zavant, I've heard of him, I've never seen him. Eddie was in our last year's World Cup, and he was going to come in the Carlito, but then my boss decided just to bring in Carlito. So that's basically the answer to that.
All right. Next is from Anthony Hunt. Subject's question for Disco and Conan. K100 crew, greetings, crew. Before I start, question for Feeney. Do you think the Eagles should clean house? On to my question. What's your reaction to Samoa Joe and Champ and Adam Cole as devil? Just seems like they're making MJF look really bad. Thanks all you do. Sorry if it's more than two emails. Happy holidays, and this is sincerely Anthony Hunt. So the Eagles clean house if they're one and done the playoff show.
You know, as you guys know, I don't watch it as regularly as I once did. Do you know offhand how long the guy has been coaching the Eagles that's there?
Sirianni?
Yeah, like 3 years, right?
All right, then he's out. If it's 3 years, he's out. If it's two, give him another chance.
All right, well, that's very low standards.
Let me just say this about the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a player on the team that played for the Titans. I can't remember his name now. He said that
AJ Brown.
He goes, it's very different. You know, he was in a smaller market. He goes, everything was kept in house. And I guess in Philadelphia, there's a lot of leaks in the locker room and they're not as united. But let me tell you something that I could not believe, bro. Think of all the pass rushers they have, Disco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Reddick and Sweat and fucking Cox and there's another guy, Carter.
Right.
Bro, they were third. Let me just say this. They were last in third down sacks.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. Their red zone defense was brutal.
Well, plus too, they changed their coordinators and they had tons of injuries this year too. So I would give them a pass this year because they had a lot of guys playing hurt. You know,
but it's sad to see because them and Jacksonville started off hot, and Jacksonville's actually out. You know.
All right, incredible. So this is interesting. From Chris Cavalier, subject is boxing match. Hey guys, long question, but hear me out. To be transparent, this is Cav Manning. I do shows with Billy, but I'm also on the Creative Control Network with the Wrestle Lingo Show. So like Fonzie, I'm calling it right down the middle, Daddy. So we all know Billy shits on Joe Feeney often, and now the latest episode of Get My Go, the easygoing Joe, went wild on Billy and challenged him to a fight or a boxing match. It made me think back to this. Did you really do that, Joe?
I challenged him to a fight. Not a boxing match.
It made me think back to the Stern Show with Stuttering John and Crazy Cavi, the lead up, the promotion, the gold on air with the press conference. I know in the past, Ben challenged Billy to a boxing match, but he outweighed Billy by 100 pounds, even though I thought that was a bullshit excuse not to fight. But Joe, on the other hand, seems exactly the same weight as Billy. Billy's about 225. First, would Joe be up for it? Second, would you guys be into this? Great show content. Rent out a facility, sell tickets, Mania weekend in Philly where they will both be money for both, winner gets more, maybe former boxes for judges. I know the first thing you might say is who cares and who wants to see this, but I think you're underestimating the audience. Not to say Billy is Logan Paul, but he has that attraction of people willing to pay to see him get beat up. The question is, can Joe beat him up, or would he get beat? If you don't think so, put out a poll to see if the people would be into it. Hell, you guys know enough people to have it on an app as a pay-per-view. Money to be made, and thanks for taking the time to read this. Ding, ding. That's from Cav. So, first of all, you got to get licensed to have a boxing fight. And nobody's going to give these guys a license to have a boxing match. And you can't promote a fight.
I think, Cav.
That's the law. You can't do that.
Cav is overestimating that, dude. I don't think that would sell.
Read me that line when he said rent out an event place and sell tickets, and read me that line again.
Great show content.
Rent out a facility. Sell tickets. Mania Weekend in Philly, where they both would be money for both. Winner gets more. Maybe former boxers for judges.
All right. Yeah. So obviously, this guy's microdosing. Okay. And if you think this is such a big spectacle, why don't you do it? You can actually pay us to have an ad on our show, and we'll help you promote it. If you think it's going to be such a barn fucking, you know, what do you call it?
Barn burner?
Barn burner.
I don't think anybody would be cheering for either guy.
Actually, I'd have the hometown advantage. But no, I told Cav, because as a Stern guy, he thinks this is a thing. And I was like, even if it was possible, I wouldn't want to make money off it because it's, you know, he personally insulted my wife. That's not something I want to.
What if he concusses you and you can't perform your duties on the show?
Oh, don't you think I'm concussed most of the time anyway? I think I could hang in there, you know. So, but thank you, Kev, and do check out the WrestleLingus show. He's I don't know. That show, sometimes I question what I've done.
It's okay. I think he's entertaining to listen. So I like
you know him. Because the week after the Jericho and Hausman stuff hit. You know, he made fun of it on the show. And my first joke was like, hey, could you take out the Jericho jokes? You know, because I don't want that on there. He's like, no, you know, but yeah, right. It's like a shit talking comedy show. Yeah.
Right. Next is from Lewis Rice at 70 Responsible. Hey, K100 crew. Darby Allin had a match on Dynamite against Takeshita. Many fans on Twitter, including Sean Rushap, Sapp, were praising the performance. Darby took a lot of dangerous bumps, risking his long-term health and, in my opinion, paralysis. There's a common theme I find on Twitter. Wrestlers who work a high-risk style are often praised for doing risky high spots, which motivates them to continue working that style. I've challenged Sapp on this topic, and his go-to reply is that, yes, it is dangerous, but the wrestlers are professionals. I've been criticized by Meltzer also when I make similar arguments. In the case of Darby, I think he's enough charisma to get over without having to take so many risks in the ring. Although some wrestlers in WWE take unnecessary risks and find that this is a much bigger problem in AEW. Just a quick example of the opposite approach. Santos Escobar is athletic enough to do all the high-risk AEW stuff, but he holds back. He's one of the most compelling heels in wrestling right now, and I can't wait for Rey Mysterio to get his revenge. I will leave my house, drive 1 hour through the snow, and pay to see that confrontation. I don't care if that match is a 30-minute banger with 50 high spots. I want Rey to punch Santos in the mouth, take him to the woodshed, and pin him for the victory. My wife and I have been to Dynamite the last few times they've come to town, and I will not be going back for a third time. The same crap over and over. Weak storylines and matches like Dante Martin versus Penta. No backstory and all high spots. I've seen the flips and table spots that last me a lifetime. I'm over it. My question, is it irresponsible for fans or reporters to praise wrestlers who take a lot of high risks? After all, it won't be me, the fan, walking with a cane at 45 years old, or worse, paralyzed. Thanks, and that's from Lewis Rice. My comment about, you know, like the stuff that Darby does, and he only wrestles like once a month now, right? And that's kind of like he has the skateboarder daredevil gimmick where he's like he's a nihilist that like goes out and here's the difference with Darby. Okay. If Darby wasn't doing this in the wrestling ring, he would be doing it in some like risky, you know, skateboarding attempt at some like, you know, stunt that he would get hurt, that he risks getting hurt. Like, that's the thing. He's like a daredevil risk taker. My problem is when other guys try to do the Darby Allin stuff. It's like, no, just let Darby bro. Like, Darby Allin's like indestructible, kind of. Like, you see him get battered and beat up, and that kid's not going to last that long. But if, like, that's the only way this guy's going to make money in this business, kind of, if you think about it, you know?
I agree. My first thing I was going to say was that, you know, what else would he – that's what he's known for. I think it is irresponsible to fans who cheer for over-the-top bumps to the floor and all that stuff. And I'll tell you why, because I grew up as an ECW fan and went to CZW and all that. And I used to cheer that shit. And then for me personally, later on down the line, when the Chris Benoit thing happened and it was, you know, all the concussions did this and that could be a factor. It just made me kind of step back and I'm like, yeah, I'm paying for entertainment, but at what cost for these guys? And so now that stuff does make me a little more uncomfortable.
Well, what makes Evel Knievel attractions, he would do his stunts like once every six months to a year. Right. Sure. The problem with AEW is these guys are doing these high risk stuff from match to match. So it's like all day. There's so many high risk spots on the show, you know, that like, and you think that, and that fan base is like, oh, that's what they want. And it's like, you feed to that. It's like, you know, people just going to keep getting hurt because you're doing too much of it. You know,
what show did that take place on? He said, Collision. Oh, Dynamite. Well, okay, no, it was a top show.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pay-per-view. I don't know. And I find, like, when I was in MLW, I said there was that Taipei death match with Glass.
And nowadays, if I see someone go through glass rather than going, you know, yeah, but kind of shake my head and go, ah, shit. You know, like it's not as entertaining to me as it was.
Same with me. Cody, you got any comment on this?
Well, you know, Darby's an adrenaline junkie. And if he's not, and, you know, we've seen these things where he goes on a skateboard, I think over a house maybe, or maybe with a motorcycle or something like that. So he's a daredevil. And I just read not too long ago that he's going to take like 3 months off to clown Mount Everest.
Oh.
You know, like that's a huge under. Yeah, I think less than 10,000 people have climbed that bitch.
Jesus,
it's actually very dangerous. Yeah,
people die. There's been a lot of deaths.
330 people have died attempting to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Wow.
And how many people have gotten up there? Probably less than 10,000.
Yeah. Next one's from Derek Mejia. Somebody's action figure. He came on the crew, been an action figure collector since I was a child. What now?
6,664 people have climbed it. Less than 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not an easy climb.
Wait, 330 deaths. That's like.
Yeah. How could Tony let him go? Because
that's like 5% of the people that climbed it. If 6,000 people get up there, 330, that's like 5%. Because 600 is 10%. 600 is 6,000. Yeah, 300 is half. Yeah, it's
4.71. Good fucking math, Di.
Wow.
Now imagine. And this guy's going to go up there and climb that, you know, and you're going to tell him to take it easy. Yaka.
Next are Derek Mejia, the subject's action figures. Hank Hill and I grew up an action figure collector since I was a child. I have a few old Conan. I have a few old Conan, three of them, one Disco from WCW, and now I have the new Conan ordered. I was wondering what are the chances of getting new figures that scale match the elites from WWE. It'd be pretty cool to get a Disco and K-Dog Elite. Thank you from the GOM, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, GOM, I have no clue what you're talking about. What is he?
Don't you have action figures coming out or something?
Yeah,
like that?
But he's saying something about an elite figure. What's that?
Yeah,
I don't.
It's just a really detailed, and they put out specific ones. Like, here's an elite figure. It's Ultimate Warrior SummerSlam 92. It's Rock versus Hogan and their exact gear. And, you know, just shit like that. It's very detailed, and it's for collectors, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know where that would be. Yeah.
But you got a Bendy coming out through Matt Cardona's company and Mike Durbin.
Like the
right?
Bend you. Yeah.
Which way?
Okay. Next is from Vanilla. Next is from Vanilla Isis. And the subject is Anonymous 4chan.
I like that
Q&A.
Name.
Anonymous 4chan Q&A from 2022, Chris Jericho related. Peace, gentlemen. Hope 2024 is starting off as well. Start off well. Back in 2022, an anonymous wrestler claimed to be connected somehow to NXT, AEW, Ring of Honor, went on a 4chan under the name Frogger and conducted an Ask Me Anything session. Here are the links to the archive threads.
I scrolled it when I saw the email. I never heard of this when it happened, but the things that he describes, this guy describing Samoa Joe's release.
Okay, let me finish the email. Let me finish the email there.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's interesting that a few things from the Q&A session turned out to be breaking news. Most notably, Samoa Joe being released from WWE. Lots of trivial private information leaked throughout the threads turned out to be true as well, i.e. Kenny Omega was in a relationship with Sheeta at the time she was signed by AEW. The reason I'm mentioning this is because the alleged situation between Kylie Rae and Chris Jericho was referenced a few times throughout the thread. Basically, what is being reported now, what was mentioned throughout the threads. Again, this is back in 2022. You heard about these threads, and if so, do you think the person was really connected to NXT, AEW, Ring of Honor? The person leaked a lot of private information that wasn't known at the time. Thanks for all your hard work in Vanilla Isis. I'm going to go at work tonight. I'm going to go over these threads, and we're going to circle back.
Yeah.
Because I can't comment on anything I haven't read. So
you see how there's two links?
Yes.
Click on the second one. It's way easier to read.
Okay. So we're going to circle back to this one. But I will say, I'm just going to make a reveal. Okay. That was me. And the Frogger was referring to my Kermit the Frog character that people have referenced on the show. What do you think about me outing myself as Frogger in Reddit?
It's about time. About time.
As I was scrolling, someone says, "Hey, Frogger, what do you think about the Kermit guy on Reddit?" I don't know what that is. It's probably some other leaker. And Frogger goes, "Kermit, he's stealing my gimmick." And I went, "Is that D.I. slyly telling us?" Because people say the Kermit the Frog thing. You know, maybe it was D.I.